We welcome you back. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook. We're talking Eagles offense against the Buffalo Bills. Begin at the running back position. Ryan Matthews, DeMarco Murray, Darren Sproles, mix in a little Kenyon Barner. Brian, how do you think it worked on Sunday, and how do you think it works moving forward, understanding that running backs like to get the ball to get into a rhythm?
Yeah, for a running back, it's very hard to be in a situation where you're a running back by committee. The truth is, as a running back, you want to touch the ball 20 times every single game. And unfortunately for these guys, no one has really stepped out there to be the best running back out of this bunch. And Chip Kelly wants to get all these guys involved. And so now you're looking at probably each guy is going to get right around 10 carries each game. And it's just hard to do from a running back standpoint. But as far as this football team, it provides them the opportunity to say, okay, we know Ryan Matthews is good at exploding to the hole, quickness to the hole, being physical at the point of attack. We know DeMarco Murray is actually pretty good at the point of attack, being physical and getting upfield. And Darren Sproles is kind of a mix of being able to make people miss in the backfield, being able to get up the field quickly, and being able to finish runs. And so I think if you combine all of them into one person, you have the perfect back. Unfortunately for the Eagles, they have three guys that are really good at different things. But it's a good thing for this offense.
31 carries, 113 yards for those three backs. We'll see if Deuce Staley continues to employ that rotation moving forward. Now, the big story for the Eagles, at least from a week-to-week standpoint, seems to be Sam Bradford offensively getting better, throwing the football down the field, using the pocket, showing more mobility. He had the big touchdown throw to Nelson Agholor. He had the big play at the end of the game to Zach Ertz, the catch and run for 41 yards. Took some shots down the field, took some big hits, showed some mobility. Brian, your thoughts on Sam Bradford and the progress that he's made?
I think the most important thing that Sam Bradford has brought to this team in the time that he's come back is the confidence. These guys actually believe in Sam Bradford. They believe that he can win football games for them. They see his progress. They see that at the beginning of the year, he struggled on third downs in particular. In this past game, he was 50% on third downs. That's a success. That's improvement from Sam Bradford, their quarterback, the guy that they believe in and have built a lot of confidence in. He's also doing a great job, like you mentioned, Dave, of stepping up in the pocket, moving around, being able to hold the ball high in the pocket, look downfield, and throw strikes. He was so much more accurate yesterday than he was early in the season. That's an impressive improvement for Sam Bradford.
And there were some drops. Nelson Agholor had a couple of drops that would have kept drives going. And then early in the game, the Eagles taking that shot on the first offensive possession down the left sideline. Riley Cooper unable to hang on to a perfect pass. But later, the Eagles get the drive going. And a big play in the drive. Sam Bradford to Zach Ertz. Move the football inside the Buffalo 20-yard line. And Greg Cosell from NFL Films breaks down the play and the development, how it all happened, and how Zach Ertz became so open.
The Eagles marched right down the field on their opening possession and scored a touchdown. Let's take a look at two of the big plays that got them into the end zone. The first was a big pass to Zach Ertz, and this came off a really interesting concept, what we call a three-level stretch concept, to the short side of the field down here to the boundary side. And what you're going to see here is you're going to see Nelson Agholor. He's going to run the vertical route, the vertical part of the stretch. You're going to have Zach Ertz run the intermediate route. And then you're going to have Darren Sproles run the short route. So what you have is the vertical, the intermediate, and the short route. It's a three-level stretch concept. Let's clear the screen, and you'll see how it works. This was really, really well done. You can see Agholor, he's lifting the coverage, freeze it here. Perfect. You see the corner lifted by Agholor right here, and you see a big space right here for Ertz behind the underneath coverage, because the underneath coverage is also looking at Sproles. This is executed perfectly. Let's clear the screen. We'll see the throw by Sam Bradford. Beautifully done. You can't execute a three-level stretch any better than that. Now let's go to Darren Sproles' run that got down to the one-yard line. And what was really interesting about this play, what we call an unbalanced line. Look who's at left tackle. It's Zach Ertz. Look who's over here, basically at a tight end position on the right. That's Jason Peters. Now this is going to be kind of an outside zone type play to the right, but what they do is they pull the center, Jason Kelce, to lead. a really nicely designed play as we clear the screen. Let's watch this. You'll see this is what Kelce is at his best at, getting out in front, beautifully done, sort of an outside zone look. Sproles gets down to the 1 yard line. Eagles scored on this drive. Opening possession, touchdown for the Eagles.
Thanks so much, Greg. Now that play and every play that we've got stored for you available in our All 22 section on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Great film breakdown there from Greg Cosell and the gang. I thought there was some progress, Brian. Still, I want more from the offense. There were six possessions of the Eagles 14 that resulted in three plays and out. And I want more consistency.
Yeah. And
how can I get it?
Well, I think it starts with the running game. I think that they did a decent job of getting everyone involved in a running game as far as their three backs. But we need more production. They only had 116 yards. We need a close to 150 yards. And where you'll see the change is that instead of 3rd and 7, 3rd and 8, even though they converted 50% of those, they're going to be 3rd and medium. So now Chip Kelly can use that running game and that play action game to help him out on 3rd down and continue to allow this team to convert in those 6 possessions where they didn't stay on the field. They were 3 and out. They'll be on the field a lot longer.
Is it the running backs, or is it the offensive line, or is it the scheme, or is it a little bit of everything?
Yeah, it's a combination of everything. I didn't see anything glaring from the running back position that said, hey, these guys are just missing holes. They're not doing what they need to do. I think part of it is they played against a pretty decent defense up front last week against the Bills. Those guys are still getting used to their roles as far as coming in and out of the game. And then, you know, you're still trying to get your quarterback involved a little bit there, too. So it's a combination of everything.
Okay, that's the offense. Needs to be better, making strides, just kind of like this football team with 2 wins in a row. The Eagles defense knew it had a very tough assignment against a Buffalo offense with a mobile quarterback, a huge play wide receiver, an outstanding running back, and a big play tight end. How the Eagles do on defense? Pretty well. We'll talk about it when Eagles 360 returns.